We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, we're going to ditch the football talk because Starling Marte got benched too little too late or enough, and you'll give Clint Hurdle benefit of the doubt for not taking him out of a close game and instead just sitting him on his heel or on his rear end. For this one, where do you come down on this?
Well, I come down that he should have been pulled from yesterday's game after two of these in a row. I mean, I thought he might be hurt, but it just gets to the point where you're talking about a guy who's about to turn 30 and a guy who's lucky he's playing, who screwed his team over last year by getting himself suspended for all those games. And now this crap in a game against the Cubs of all teams, when the night before you have your pitcher sprinting out a bunt against that team. And this guy hits a grounder deep, really past second base, that the shortstop has to make a play on you, and bounces the ball to first base and he's jogging. Then he does the same thing again in his second at bat. Then he makes an idiotic play at third base to get thrown out at home. He doesn't even run back to third in the rundown. Just everything compounded. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it gets to me, Malzy, I don't know if you agree. I think David Freese, foremost in his mind, I don't know this, it's a guess, when he came into spring training and started ripping people about really not being focused, I think he had Marte and Polanco at the top of his mind, and man, did yesterday's game underscore that.
Well, it wasn't like David Freese was an outsider coming into a new club and trying to say that. He had been around them. It's hard not to think that he had them in mind. Like, if maybe Garrett, you know, we heard about how Garrett Cole didn't get along with a lot of people, and then he gets traded. McCutchen had been petulant at times. He's gone. And then if you're David Freese and you decide you're a leader of this team, and by the way, Freese in the time he's played this year has more than played well enough to justify saying what he said. Like, he's been one of the big time bright spots.
Yeah.
Especially of late. Yeah, I could see him saying these guys, if put it this way, these two guys are going to have to be really good. If we're going to be really good, I've got to say something. I've got to light a fire. I'm not a big, like, pitchers need to haul it down the line all the time, because sometimes you see a guy pull up lame every now and then, and sometimes I think that's counterproductive. But when you're asking for an honest effort, you don't have to be sprinting like it's life or death, but a clear, obvious run down the line, I don't think that's asking too much. Even if you're thrown out by 10 feet, so what? These guys all, in Marte's case, if you slip out of the box, like the old baseball tradition is you still run down to the bag and touch up and then go back in. Just run. Just run hard.
Well, wait a second. The first time, I think it was one of the two, there was already a guy on first, I believe, maybe second. And the throw was bounced to first base by Russell.
I believe that was the first time because Bodie was the second one.
Okay. So why wouldn't you run like that was life or death?
No,
that,
I know.
You're playing the Cubs. You're trying to beat out a hit. Starling Marte. You're very fast.
Even if, like, you know you're not going to make it. I'm more talking about the second one. Sort of it's the principle in play here. So I should clarify. Even if you know you're not going to make it, just run. All you have to do is run. You avoid this embarrassment of sitting, and you would hope he's embarrassed to be benched for this. And
should have been pulled
benched
out of the game right then.
You avoid
then
the embarrassment of being a guy who gets booed mercilessly, and everyone will tell you what a good guy he is and how fans like him and he's very friendly or whatever. You avoid all these things if you just run.
Yeah.
I understand being overtaken in the moment by frustration. Just run down the damn line.